Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the Turkey-Syria earthquakes has climbed above 20,000, with rescue crews continuing to arrive in the region to offer help to both governments. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke by phone with his Turkish counterpart Thursday to express continued support and discuss how the United States can continue efforts to provide assistance in Turkey and Syria following the earthquakes. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States will continue to demand unhindered humanitarian access to Syria and urge Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government to immediately allow aid through all border crossings.
We are calling on the Assad regime to immediately allow all humanitarian aid in through all border crossings and to let humanitarians access all persons in Syria in need.
Ukrainian officials in the east, where the fiercest fighting in the war with Russia is occurring, said an anticipated fresh offensive of Moscow is underway, while President Volodymyr Zelensky said several European leaders were ready to supply aircraft he has sought. Zelensky, who was due to return to Kyiv on Friday, said in Brussels that several European Union leaders told him at a summit on Thursday they were ready to equip Ukraine with aircraft, including fighter jets. There has been no confirmation yet from other governments. As the anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches on February 24th, Kyiv has predicted an aggressive onslaught from Moscow. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Thursday declared a national state of disaster over his country's crippling power shortages, saying they posed a threat to the economy and social fabric. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malawi is experiencing the deadliest cholera outbreak in its history, according to the World Health Organization. Officials who note that the disease has left more than 1,200 people dead and nearly 37 others infected since March of last year. The WHO is drafting a national cholera outbreak response plan, deploying national rapid response teams in the affected area and collecting data. 23 countries are currently experiencing outbreaks, according to the WHO. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a source with inside knowledge tells the Associated Press that former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed for an investigation surrounding the aftermath of the 2020 presidential election.
The subpoena issued for former Vice President Mike Pence, according to an inside source, is part of a broader investigation by special counsel Jack Smith. Smith is looking into alleged efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election. It's a stunning scenario. Pence testifying against his former boss in a criminal investigation. And it comes at a time when Pence is considering his own bid for the White House. Trump has already launched his 2024 campaign. The two have been estranged since the attack on the U.S. Capitol in January 2021. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More than 200 political prisoners in Nicaragua were released and flown to the United States Thursday, including five former presidential hopefuls, that is, and other leading critics of President Daniel Ortega. Angela Johnston reports.
There were hugs and warm greetings after more than 200 political prisoners were released to the U.S. from Nicaragua on Thursday. Among them, five former presidential hopefuls, including Juan Sebastian Chamorro.
Thank you very much.
Now, he has one thing on his mind.
Meet my wife, see my daughter for the first time in a year and a half. It crossed my mind, but it never crossed my mind that it was going to happen right now. I thought this was going to take longer.
That was Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Forest fires across south central Chile that have left 24 people dead and destroyed hundreds of houses spread into the habitats of vulnerable woodland animals. Authorities said some 2,180 people have been injured so far. Chile's interior minister said the government would declare a curfew on Thursday. The United States said Thursday that Chinese balloon shot down by the U.S. military over the weekend was capable of collecting intelligence and signals and was part of China's surveillance program. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.